The parak for Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, was parak Yud, the 10th parak of Hilchos Tefillah Ubirkas Kohanim. In this parak, the Rambam goes through the various types of mistakes a person can make with regards to the recitation of Shmoneh Esrei, right? And when one has to go back, when one doesn't. A very timely topic, as we have all these annual insertions during the Aseret Mechuvah. Halacha Aleph. Mishas Pala Belo Chivan Slibel. If a person daven Shmoneh Esrei and didn't have the proper degree of focus, Yachzor v'yispal b'kavanah, he should go back and repeat Shmoneh Esrei. V'im keeping libo b'bracha rishona, however, if he had at least intention, he had focus during the first blessing, the bracha of Avos, shuv eino tzaras, then he doesn't need to go back. Misha tab achas mishalosh brachos rishonos, if a person makes a mistake with regards to one of the first three brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, chos the rosh, he has to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. V'im tab achas mishalosh achronos, and if he made a mistake with regards to one of the last three blessings of Shmoneh Esrei, chos la'avoda, then he goes back to the first of those last three, i.e. the 17 in our 19 bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, the bracha of Ritzei, of Avoda. Vim tov achas menem zayos, if he made a mistake with regards to one of the middle 13, chozer tchilas bracha shetaba, he goes back to the beginning of the blessing that he made a mistake in, umashlim tefillah so al seder, and then from that point onwards, he goes and completes the rest of his Shmoneh Esrei in order. And the same thing is true with the Shliach Tzibur. When he recites his Chazar Shatz, when he repeats Shmoneh Esrei in a loud voice, so he also follows through the same rules just outlined. However, if the Shliach Tzibur makes a mistake during his silent Shmoneh Esrei, Ani Omer, one of those rare points in the Rambam where he'll tell us what his personal opinion is, the Rambam says, She'eino chozer mispal b'lachash pam shniya. He doesn't go and repeat Shmoneh Esrei a second time. Because that will lead to a burden on the congregation. El somech al tefillah shemispal b'kol ram. Rather, he can rely on the tefillah which he'll recite out loud for everybody else who needs to be yotzei. V'hi she'im ta bal olam chozer kemo she'yachid chozer. And with regards to that, the one for the Tzibor, so then just as any individual, if you make a mistake, you have to go back, so too he would have to go back.
If a Shliach Tzibor made a mistake and he got confused, doesn't know from where he should begin,
and he delayed long enough, so then you should go ahead and have somebody else take over for him. If he made a mistake with the unique bracha of the Minim, which was against those heretics that were bothering Israel, the bracha of Vilam Hashinim, Ein Mamtinim Lo, we don't wait for him and see whether he's going to be able to recollect his thoughts, and if he doesn't, then we replace him. Immediately, Ela Miyad Yavor Achar Tachtav, rather, immediately we replace him and have somebody else go in front of him. Shema Minos Nizrika Bo, because perhaps the reason why he got mixed up there, the reason why he paused, was because he was uncomfortable saying this blessing, because he himself has some degree of heresy in his heart.
This is assuming that he hadn't begun the bracha.
However, if he had begun it, but for whatever reason got confused, so then he's like everybody else. We don't assume it might be because of heresy, and therefore we just wait for him just as long as we wait for anybody else.
And the second one who were asking him, hey, can you get up there and replace him? This guy needs help. So he shouldn't refuse, as generally is the practice, you're not supposed to accept to daven right away. So he shouldn't refuse in this case because the tzibur needs him right now via tirchus tzibura.
And where does this new, the replacement, Baal Tefillah, start from?
He begins from the beginning of the blessing where the one who had before him begun and had gotten mixed up. So he begins from the beginning of that blessing.
So im tab achas memzos. This is true if he had made a mistake with regards to one of the middle blessings.
Aval im tab achas mishalosh rishonos. However, if he had made a mistake with regards to one of the first three, maschal hasheni mina rosh. Then he begins from the very beginning.
Im tab achas mina achronos, yaschal hasheni mina avoda. So then he goes back to Ritzei. In line with the rules that we saw beforehand, the beginning, when you make a mistake in those cases, means go back to the beginning of that section. Rather than the beginning with regards to the middle brachos, means go back to the beginning of the particular bracha the mistake had occurred in.
Halacha hey, ha'omer eini orei lefnei ha'teva, mibnesha bigdai tzivuin.
If a person says, I don't want to daven for the tzibur because of the fact that I'm wearing colored clothing, ap lebeinim lo yavor bosa tefillah. So for that particular tefillah, he's not supposed to serve as the shliach tzibur, even if he wears white clothing.
Omar, eini over mibnei sheish b'raglai sandal.
If he says, I don't want to daven for the tzibur in this particular tefillah because I'm wearing shoes, af yachif lo yavor. Even if he takes off his shoes, he's not supposed to. Once he's offered one of these types of excuses, he's not supposed to go, even were the reason for that excuse to desist.
Halacha vav. Mishan is topic lo im hispalo o lo hispalo. If somebody's uncertain whether he had davened or not, eino chozer mispalo. He doesn't go back and daven again.
Elim kain hispalo tefillah zu al dashi nudava. Unless he has intention that this new tefillah he's offering should be a voluntary offering of a tefillah.
Because if a person wants to offer as many voluntary extra tefillos that he wants all day long, he's allowed to. So therefore, this one can count for that. If somebody was in the midst of davening, and then he recognizes midway through that he'd already davened, he immediately stops. Even in the midst of a blessing, however, were it to have been ma'arif, then he doesn't stop. Because the original reason why he was praying was with the understanding that this wasn't going to be a chova. So if he had intended to have a tefillah which is a chova, as a chova, and he recognized he had already davened, so he has to stop immediately, that can't be transformed into a voluntary one. That was the previous line. Ma'arif, which fundamentally isn't something which is obligatory, so then, even as he recognizes midway through that he had already davened, he can continue to daven it because it was never intended to be obligatory, because it's never obligatory. So it was within the realm of something which was extra, so then he can transform it to be something which is a nedava at that point. If somebody by accident davens the weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, so then he has not fulfilled his obligation. If he recognizes this midway through the tefillah, he completes the bracha that he was in the midst of, whichever bracha it was, and then at that point onward, he davens the rest of the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. When is this true? This is true with regards to the same which parallel the daily tefillos, such as Ma'arif, Shachar, Samincha. Ab Musaf, Posek, Vafilu, B'emsa, Bracha. But with regard to Musaf, he stops immediately, even in the midst of that particular blessing. He just stops. He can't have this in Musaf. V'cheinim Heshlem Tefillah Shachol, Al Dashi Musaf. Similarly, if he completed a weekday Shemoneh Esrei with the intention that it should be Musaf, Chozer Mishpal Musaf, he has to go back and repeat Musaf again. Echad Shabbos, Echad Yom Tov, O Rosh Chodesh. So then, whether it's any day which had dictated a Musaf, whether Shabbos, Yontif, or Rosh Chodesh, he has to repeat his musaf again. This one did not qualify. If a person messed up during the rainy season and he didn't say Morad HaGeshem, he didn't even say Morad HaTal, so then Chozer LaRosh, he has to go back to the beginning. However, did he say Morad HaTal, then he wouldn't have to go back. That can be a saving grace, even though he's supposed to say Mash Baruch Morad HaGeshem. If he said just Morad HaTal, as he's used to in the summer months, so that can qualify to allow this to count and not need a new Shemoneh Esrei. If he made a mistake during the summer months, v'amar mor hageshem, and he says wrongly mor hageshem, so then chozer l'rosh, he has to go back to the beginning. V'im lo hizkir tal, and if he didn't mention tal, ein machzir nosav. If his custom was to say mor tal, and he did not say it, that's not reason for him to have to go back. She'ein tal netzar v'einot tzarech bakasha. Since do is not something which is ever really withheld fully, so therefore it doesn't require the bakasha, and therefore it's okay if you left it out. If a person left out the same talmud l'bracha from Birchas Hashanim, im nizkar kodem shomei tefillah, if he remembers this before he reaches the point of shomei tefillah at the end of the bakashot, sholas hashanim b'shomei tefillah. So then he says that request there in the midst of shomei tefillah. Im nizkar achar shabirich shomei tefillah, if he only remembers after he's completed the bracha of shomei tefillah, chozer l'Birchas Hashanim. So then he goes back to Birchas Hashanim. Im lo nizkar ach heshlam kol tefillah, so if he doesn't remember until after he's completed his whole tefillah, chozer mishpal shniya. So then he has to go back and daven a second time. If a person left out Yalba Yalba when he was supposed to say it, im nizkar kodim shayashlim tefillah, so if a person realizes this before he completes his tefillah, chozer l'avodah, so he goes back to Ritzei, umazkir, and then he mentions it there. Im nizkar achar shayashlim tefillah, so, and if he only remembers after he completes his tefillah, chozer l'rosh, he has to go all the way back to the beginning. Im hayaragil lomar divrei tachanunim achar tefillah, so, but if his custom was normally to say various supplications after his tefillah, nizkar achar shayashlim tefillah, so, kodim shayakor raglav, and he recalls this before he actually says these tachanunim, what we would generally refer to as Elokai Neshama, that part of our Shemoneh Esrei, which fundamentally isn't part of Shemoneh Esrei, it was an extra supplication. So a person realizes this once he's completed the Bracha of Sim Shalom, before he's moved his feet back, so in that case, Chozer L'Avodah, then he's still able to go back to Ritzei. This is true with regards to Chol HaMoed or at Shachar Mincha of Rosh Chodesh. Aval Arvish of Rosh Chodesh, im lo hizkir eino chozer. If he didn't mention it by Marv of Rosh Chodesh, then he doesn't have to go back. At any point when an individual would have to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei, Shliach Tzibur Chozer Mispalel im Tah Kamoso. Shliach Tzibur also goes back and repeats Shemoneh Esrei if he made a mistake which was similar to the individual's. Beishem Mispalel B'Kovram, during the time when he was reciting the Chazar Shachatz, Chutz Mishachar Shorosh Chodesh, except by Shachar Shorosh Chodesh, Shem Shachar Shliach Tzibur Blohis Kriyal V'Yavo, Ad Shehishlem Tviyaso, If, in this circumstance of Shachar to Rosh Chodesh, he realized he had skipped Yalvi Avon, he only realizes this once he's completed his tefillah, Ein Machzir Loso, we don't make him go back. Nei Torah Chatzibor, since that would be too much of a burden on the congregation, Shari Tefillah to Musaf in the fun of Shu Maskir Ba Rosh Chodesh, since he will get around to mentioning Rosh Chodesh in the upcoming Musaf tefillah, and that will be sufficient to not require him to go back. Days that we've entered just now, the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, bahem kadosh, if instead of saying Hamelach kadosh at the end of the third bracha, he says Hakel kadosh, he has to go back to the beginning. If in the bracha of Hashivah Shuftenu he instead says the normal ending instead of saying Hamelach HaMishpat, so then he goes back to the beginning of that bracha Umespal, and then he davens from there Beholeich Al Seder from the rest onward as he would normally. So, however, he only recognizes once he's completed his tefillah, Chod the Rosh. So then he has to go back to the beginning of Shemana Esrei. Echad Yachad Vechad Tzibur. This is true with regards to an individual and with regards to the Shliach Tzibur. Halachi Yadalat. Tav lo hiskir Havdalah b'chonin ha'das. If the person left out the Brech Havdalah in the fourth blessing of Shemana Esrei on Motzei Shabbos, Mashlim tefillah, so he can just complete his tefillah, v'ein otzar achlach. So he doesn't have to go back, not even go back to the beginning of that Brech Havatachonin. If somebody left out Al Nisim on Chanukah or Purim, va'anenu b'tefilas tainis, or on a fast day he left out the extra component of anenu, eino chozer mispalel echad yachid v'echad tibor. He doesn't go back and repeat Shemana Esrei, and that's true for an individual, it's true for the Shliach Tibor. However, if he does recall before he moves his feet back at the end of Shemana Esrei, omer anenu avinu anenu v'chulei, kiyatah shemayah tefilah podem atziyah v'chol eitz tra, and then you lurat zon rifi v'chulei. So he can insert it at the very end of his Shemana Esrei, right before he concludes. Shachach v'lo hispal mincha be'erev Shabbos. If a person made a mistake and didn't daven mincha on erev Shabbos, he's pal arvis shtayim shel Shabbos. So then, when he's doing his tashlumin, he's making up an extra tefillah in the next tefillah. So he davens first the one of ma'ariv of Shabbos. So then he doesn't do a chol Shemona Esrei afterwards, a weekday Shemona Esrei. Rather, he does two of Shabbos. V'chem yom tov. Same thing is true with regards to yom tov. It was on an erev and then afterwards. Shachach v'lo hispal mincha b'Shabbos o b'yom tov. If he made a mistake with mincha on this special day of Shabbos or Yom Tov, mispal b'motzan arves shtayim shochol. He makes two ma'arevs of weekday ma'arevs afterwards. Ma'avdo b'rishona v'ino ma'avdo b'shniyah. Makes avdal in the first one, but not in the second one. The first one is the actual ma'arev, the regular ma'arev. The second one is the makeup, and therefore he doesn't have avdal in that. He doesn't say atochanatado. V'im hivdo b'shtayan o lo hivdo b'achas man yatsa. And if he makes avdal in both or in neither of them, so he has fulfilled his obligation. As we saw, avdal is not ma'akev. It doesn't prevent one's completion of Shemana Esrei as fulfilled. Abel im lo hivdil b'rishona, hivdil b'shniyah. However, if he messes it up so badly that he didn't do atochan atonah in the first one, and he did it specifically in the second one, chozer mispal tefila shlishis, he has to go back and do a third mimnesha rishon lo solo. The first one didn't work for mimnesha hikdima, the tefila shi tefila tzarvis, because he made that one, which was the makeup for mincha, precede the one which is the actual current one, which is Ma'ar. And you have to do the one that is current first, and then only afterwards you do the makeup, as we learned in earlier Parakim. Anybody who's ever davening two separate tefilos, even if it's something like Shachars and Musaf, he shouldn't daven one after the other one. Rather, he should pause a little, he should wait a little between one tefila and the next, in order so that he can properly gather his thoughts and prepare himself to re-enter Shemona Esrei. To prevent it for somebody who's davening amidst a tzibur, amidst the minyan, to make his Shemona Esrei first and start before the tzibur starts. Hanechnas the Beis HaKnesses, if somebody enters into shul, mat tzibur mispalim b'lachash, he finds the people already in the midst of silent Shemona Esrei. Im yachol is haschil ligmor ash ligyash shel tzibur l'kadosh, if he's able to begin and finish his Shemona Esrei before the shliach tzibur reaches kedusha, mispal, then he should daven v'im la, but if he cannot, yamtim ash yaschil shliach tzibur l'espal b'kol ram, he should wait until the shliach tzibur begins the chazaras hashatz, v'ispal imo b'lachash mila b'mila, he should recite it along with him quietly, word for word, ash yigyash shliach tzibur l'kedusha, until the shliach tzibur reaches the point of kedusha, and onah kedusha imat tzibur, then he acts as if he's part of the regular part of the tibor and responds to kedusha accordingly. And was palashar to be latzman. Then afterwards, he can daven the rest of the Shemona Esrei on his own. Mem hischol is palak kudim shliach tibor. If he began before the shliach tibor had begun, though. And then the shliach tibur reaches the point of kedusha. Lo yafsek, he shouldn't interrupt. Lo yana kedusha imahin, and he also shouldn't respond along with them for kedusha. V'chein lo yana amen yishmei rabba mevarach, and he also shouldn't respond with amen yishmei rabba who beemtzah tefillah when he's in the middle of tefillah. V'ein tzarech lomer b'shar brachos, and certainly not with any of the brachos. When you're in the middle of your Shemona Esrei, you just pause when they get up to these things of kedusha or the like, and you can listen, but you don't respond. You just continue on with your Shemona Esrei. And that is the end of the 10th parak. One more to go to make up that which you missed over Rosh Hashanah. Gemara Chasima Tova once again.